Well, Anthony, home fixtures for both Finn Harps and Derry City tomorrow night. We might start with Finn Harps, coming off the back of a super result last week in the Cup against UCD. Did you see that result coming, considering that they were beaten by UCD just a week beforehand?
Yeah, I didn't see it coming, to be fair, because, you know, they hadn't been on a, you know, they'd been on a decent run before that, but, you know, losing to UCD the previous week, you know, it didn't bode too well for them. But then it's always good, and it's always exciting for the team, and it gives players a lift when they get new players on board as well. And I suppose, to be fair to Kevin, like, he's signed good players that'll help the squad during the transfer window, and that'll give them a lift, and give the current players a lift there as well. So, you know, while I didn't see it coming, it was a great result, absolutely great result, and it keeps their season alive. You know, they're in the next round of the Cup now, and they've got a favourable draw as well, a home draw against Bray.
And tomorrow night's game against Cove. Cove are a good side, obviously. They're second in the table, and they've gotten the better Harps twice already this season. But as you said, there does really seem to be something positive brewing at Finn Park recently. If you take out that result against UCD, they were on a good run. Do you expect Kevin McHugh's side to get something from tomorrow night's game?
Cove, it's a very difficult game for them, because Cove are up there, you know, only 4 points behind Dundalk, and they're practically full time, and they've got a bit of investment. The manager, Mick McDermott, like, he wouldn't be there for nothing. Like, with his previous experience, you know, he was an assistant to Carlos Queiroz at international level. He managed Glentoran for a number of years, so, you know, his pedigree's up there, and he'll be wanting to be challenging. It's going to be a really difficult game for them, but I think with the new signings, it will give the team a lift. I watched the previous game between Cove and Finn Harps at Finn Park, and Harps were very unlucky that night to lose the game 2-1. But again, it's one of them where on the night, Cove had a wee bit of quality in terms of their set play deliveries, which probably flipped the game and their balance. But again, you would expect, on paper, you would expect Cove to win the game, but, like, you've never won a game of football on paper before. But, and again, I do think the new signs for Finn Harps, you know, coming on off the back of the 3-0 victory against UCD last week, I think it'll give all the players a lift, and they'll be going into the game fairly confident and with positivity anyway.
Yeah, and we'll have live updates from that game here on Highland from kickoff at 7:45 tomorrow night. Jeremy Doherty will be there for Highland Radio Sport. And I just want to pick up on something you said there about keeping their season alive in the Cup. What do you think Harps' objectives will be for the rest of the campaign? They're 10 points off the playoff spots in the league. Are you saying that it's unrealistic to still be thinking about making the playoff spots?
I think so, and I think anybody within Finn Park will have the same mindset as well, Mark, I think, if they're being honest. You know, speaking to Ashton earlier on in the season, like, you know, we predicted a tough, difficult season for Finn Harps, but, and all what we hoped that Finn Harps would be this season would be at least be competitive. And I think, to be fair, to Finn Harps and to the players, you know, there's been very few games where they've given their opponents very few easy games. Like, what I will say is that the players that they have are giving their max for the manager and for the football club and for their teammates. So they are being competitive in games. But, you know, at this level of football, you need experience, you need quality. And, you know, I think from Finn Harps, they have a lot of inexperienced players, but the experience that they're actually getting at the moment will be priceless and invaluable for them as players going forward, you know, because to be thrust into that level of football at such a young age and remaining competitive in the first division, you know, it'll stand them players in good stead. And I think if Finn Harps can hold on to them players, it'll stand the club in good stead as well.
Let's move on to matters in the Premier Division, Anthony. Derry City are at home to Bowes tomorrow night. Derry obviously had a good one down in Limerick in the Cup last week, but just come back to their last league out in a 2-0 defeat to Sligo after being on a really fantastic run since the mid-season break. Are Derry still in the title picture after that defeat to Sligo, do you think?
Derry, it's a strange one. I know they've got a game in hand in Shamrock Rovers, and if they won that game in hand, it puts them 6 points behind Rovers. But you always have that feeling with Shamrock Rovers that, you know, they're the one team that you think are capable of going and putting together 4 or 5 results in a row of victories. Derry City, you know, they've done that recently, but Then they turn around and they ruin it all by going to Sligo and losing 2-0 against Sligo. But in saying that, like, maybe that's been a wee bit unfair in Sligo, because I think I've said that all season, that they've been unlucky in a lot of the games they've played. The football that they've played has been quite good. The goals are just at the other end of the pitch, they've been conceding goals. But so you would never write off a team that's going, never write off Sligo against any opponent. But, and just going back to Derry, I think the only consistent thing about Derry this year has been their inconsistency, you know, where they go on a run of 3 or 4 good games and then they lose a game that you'd expect them to win. So Derry, you know, I think we've gone past the stage now of saying that, you know, it's a new team and new players. I think, you know, the amount of experience that they have in the team, the money that they've spent, they need to start bringing that consistency level now. And going to Sligo, and if you're not going to win the game against Sligo, well, at least you've got to get a draw. You've got to fight. You've got to stay in games. And I think that's what the City supporters will be hoping for more of from moving forward.
This week it's third against second, home game for Derry against second place Bowes. How do you see that game going tomorrow night?
Well, Derry have done well against Bowes when they played them this year in the Brandywell. I think it was Michael Duffy scored a cracking goal to give them a 1-0 victory. I think Bowes in the reverse fixture, Bowes beat them in Dalymount. So there'll not be much in it. Alan Reynolds has turned Bowes around. You know, it's not that long ago that the Bohemian supporters were calling for his head. But he's turned it around. The one thing about Bowes is that, you know, they either seem to win a game or lose a game. Like, they've only got 2 draws this season. So it's one of them where, and League of Ireland football in general, it's, you know, the first goal is so important. And I think if Derry can get the first goal against Bowes, I think they can hold out for 3 points and push themselves into second place.
Yeah, and just looking at the table here, an ideal result for Shamrock Rovers tomorrow night would be a draw. If that game does finish in a draw, Shamrock Rovers are in a really, really strong position at the top of the league.
Yeah, like, I felt all along, Mark, that Rovers this season, I thought they'd put a big push on at the start of the season, you know, before the European football would start. Put a big push on, you know, get 8, 9, 10 points clear at the top, and then going into Europe, like, they'll be... The expectancy for Rovers this year will again at least qualify for the group stage of the Conference League. And then, you know, with the amount of the resources that they have at hand in terms of the playing squad, I mean, they can feasibly put out a team for Europe and a team for the league games. And, you know, so you'd expect Rovers, you know, with that 9-10 point advantage, that you'd expect them to push on. And, you know, I think it's really their league to lose at the minute, Mark.